So I've been asked to speak on the topic of how to transcend modes of material nature in relation to Bhagavad Gita. Yeah. So the text I've chosen for today is in chapter number 13, entitled Nature, the Enjoyer and Consciousness. And the text is 22nd. And the Sanskrit of this text goes like this. Purusha prakurti stohi bhungte prakriti jan gunan karanam guna sangasya sada sadyoni janmasu. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The living entity in material nature thus follows the way of life, enjoying the three modes of nature. This is due to his association with that material nature. Thus he meets with good and evil amongst various species of life. So if you can repeat after me, the living entity in material nature thus follows the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of material nature. This is due to his association with that material nature. Thus he meets with good and evil among various species. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. This verse is very important for understanding how the living entities transmigrate from one body to another. It is explained in the second chapter that the living entity is transmigrating from one body to another just as one changes dress. This change of dress is due to his attachment to material existence. As long as he is captivated by this false manifestation, he has to continue transmigrating from one body to another. Due to his desire to lord it over material nature, he is put into such undesirable circumstances. Under the influence of material desires, the living entity is born sometimes as a demigod, sometimes as a man, sometimes as a beast, sometimes as a bird, sometimes as a worm, as an aquatic, as a saintly man, as a bug. This is going on. And in all cases, the living entity thinks himself to be the master of his circumstances. Yet, he is under the influence of material nature. How he is put into such different bodies is explained here. It is due to his association with the different modes of nature. One has to rise, therefore, above the three modes of material nature and become situated in the transcendental position. That is called Krishna consciousness. Unless one is situated in Krishna consciousness, his material consciousness will oblige him to transfer from one body to another, because he has material desires since time immemorial. But he has to change that conception. That change can be effected only by hearing from authoritative sources. The best example here is Arjuna. He is hearing the science of God from Krishna. The living entity, if he submits to this hearing process, will lose his long-cherished desire to dominate material nature, and gradually and proportionately, as he reduces his long desire to dominate, he comes to enjoy spiritual happiness. In a Vedic mantra, it is said, as he becomes learned in association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he proportionately relishes his eternal blissful life. ఓం అజ్ఞాన తిమిరందస్య జ్ఞానాంజనా శలాకాయ చక్షురుర్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురువే నమః. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదామయ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. వంచకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జై శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ్ 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 హరే హరే. సో హియర్ కృష్ణ ఇస్ స్పీకింగ్ టు అర్జున అబౌట్ ద మోడ్స్ ఆఫ్ మెటీరియల్ నేచర్, వాట్ దే ఆర్ అండ్ హౌ టు ఓవర్కమ్. సో వాట్ ఆర్ దీస్ మోడ్స్ ఆఫ్ మెటీరియల్ నేచర్? లెట్ అస్ సీ దాట్ ఫస్ట్. నౌ వి సీ నౌ డేస్ people seem to think we have made lot of material progress, yeah, and we have, yeah, in terms of the number of cars, the number of facilities, all that is there. But is man happy? Yeah, today man doesn't have time to enjoy the facilities, yeah, and that is because of these modes of material nature. Each one of us comes with a certain karma bank, a combination of that karma, and it is these modes of material nature which are activated by the law of karma which govern how much we enjoy and how much we suffer. So no matter how much advancement material civilization makes, we at the end of the day have to suffer and enjoy as per our karma, as brought about by the modes of material nature. Srila Prabhupada, he gives a very nice example. He gives the example of a bull tied to a pole by a rope. The bull is tied to the pole by a rope. So how much freedom does the bull have? Or does it have any freedom? So the answer is the bull has certain freedom. Yeah? But that freedom is restricted by the rope. It can go only as far as the rope permits it, not beyond that. Yes? So similarly, our life is like that. Yeah? We might be thinking that, okay, I can work hard, I can do this, I can fulfill my expectations. But we see that despite our hard work, we are not able to be completely happy. Not even happy as per our expectations. Yeah? That is again because we are like the bull. The modes of material nature activated by the law of karma, they control us completely. And they decide, you know, how we think, how we speak, how we act, how we do things. And thereby we are conditioned to a certain combination of a material mode of nature. And that's why sometimes, at most times, we feel frustrated that I am doing so much but I am not getting what I deserve. Yeah? Doesn't each and everyone feel like that? That I don't deserve, you know, I don't get what I deserve. But we can only get whatever is written in the law of karma. Yeah? No matter how much we strive for it. Now, then an example given of King Janak. King Janak, as you know, father of Sitama. Yeah? He had a philosopher in his court whose name was Ashtavakra Muni. So King Janak often used to take his advice. And one day King Janak asked Ashtavakra Muni, he said, "My lord, why is it that mankind is bound by these ropes of material nature?" Yeah? Actually, he called them ropes, and these are like ropes because they bind us, these three modes of material nature. So Ashtavakra Muni, he laughed loudly. And King Janak didn't understand why he was laughing. So Ashtavakra Muni just asked him to follow him. So Ashtavakra Muni went out to the garden. And he went and he embraced a tree. And then he shouted loudly, leave me, like that. And then Janak, you know, he found it fascinating. So he laughed. He said, "You are catching the tree and you are asking the tree to leave you. How is it possible? Say, all you have got to do is to leave it. So Ashtavakra Muni said, this is our condition. We have held on to this material world. We have held on to our material desires. And that is the cause why these modes of material nature are binding us. If we let go of them, then we'll see that the modes of material nature will let go of us. Like that. So why are we, you know, holding to the tree of material desires and this material world? The answer again, Srila Prabhupada one day, he was walking with his devotees as he used to take a walk along the beach. And one of his disciples said, Srila Prabhupada, just see how nice the ocean looks. How nice are the waves. Srila Prabhupada said, yes, they are just like the material world. It looks very nice because you are looking at it from a distance. If you go near it, you'll find that they are quite dangerous. They'll suck you in and you'll be finished within a moment. So it is like this. We are tempted because of this material world. It's very beautiful. So we are attracted to it. But why is it beautiful? Because it's Krishna's creation. Krishna is very attractive. Yeah. In fact, the name Krishna means all attractive. Yeah. And the name Ram means the reservoir of all pleasure. So it's both attractive as well as pleasure giving. So when the material world, you know, shows us the different varieties, then we feel attracted. But that is dangerous. Why? Because that is what causes these different bodies. In fact, we are all fortunate that in this life, we have a human body. In which we can understand the Bhagavad Gita. There are 8,400,000 species of life, Krishna tells Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita. And all these bodies are given because they have a particular set, particular combination of the mode of material nature. Each living entity, the snake, the crab, the frog, they all have a specific combination of modes of material nature to which they are conditioned. And therefore they take birth. Material nature, as it says, gives birth to that living entity in that species of life. Like that. For example, you know, crabs. It is said that the crabs, they are put in a container. The cooks who cook the crabs, they usually put it in a container and they do not even close the container. They don't put a lid. Why? It is said that they are assured that the crabs will never move out of the container. How come? So the crabs, they are so envious that if any crab tries to go out, they pull them in. So any, you know, crab that tries to go out is pulled by other crabs. And even we can see this in spiritual life. When we start practicing spiritual life, usually people around us, sometimes unfortunately, it's our own families, friends and relatives. They said, why are you like this? Why can't you be normal like me? You know, this is my world is meant to enjoy. Just be like me. Don't be bound by all these principles. But actually the story is not like that. The story is Krishna wants us to be freed from this. Time and time again, he says, come back to me in the spiritual world. Because in the spiritual world, no one is bound by the modes of material nature. In fact, the modes of material nature don't exist in the spiritual world. All that exists there is another type of bondage. And that is a bondage of love and pleasure. Yeah? And there, everyone is bound by this love for Krishna. Everyone is performing, yeah, all pleasurable activities in relationship to Krishna. And so they are all very happy. So time and time again Krishna says, don't stay in this material world. It is not a place for a gentleman. Prabhupada said this. It is not a place for a gentleman. And we can see that if we try to be a gentleman in this material world, we can see that we'll be exploited. Yeah? And so, therefore, what we do? We take to the other process. Be like others. But ultimately, that leads to more suffering. And who knows in what species of life we'll end up. Now, there are three modes of material nature, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. The first is the mode of goodness. Second is the mode of passion. Third is the mode of ignorance. And Krishna says the mode of ignorance is doing any activity in a way that you want, whatever I please. What is going on in the material world today? Everyone wants to do what they want to do. Yeah? That is mode of ignorance. Why it is called mode of ignorance? Because they are ignorant of spiritual principles. Of anything. Of the Bhagavad Gita, of the Bible, or the Quran. Of anything. Yeah? So therefore, that is called the mode of ignorance. And what is the result of mode of goodness? That Krishna gives, which I'll come to later on. Then there's mode of passion, which results in fruitive activity. The person in passionate mode is very busy. He is always doing something because he is expecting something. And he is busy day and night. He thinks, I'll make my family rich. You know, money is just round the corner. Happiness is just round the corner. And he's in a continuous chase. Yeah? Like that. But what does it end up? Krishna says it ends up in misery. In the end, he is not a happy person. Because in spite of gaining everything, he has not gained his real self-realization. And therefore, he loses the battle of life. And then there's the mode of goodness, which is the better mode. In that, when one acts in mode of goodness, he usually takes responsibility, but in a detached way. He also has a family. He manages for his family. He takes that responsibility, doesn't give up. That is not to be renounced. If a family is there, we have to look after it. But he is detached. Yeah? He is not attached to the family that I must have this much income, I must have this, so I'll work these many hours. No. He does everything sensibly. And the result, Krishna says, is knowledge. He gets more knowledge and he is happy. Like that. And then Krishna says the result is urdhvam gatasti sattvastva. Those who are in the mode of goodness, they move ahead to the heavenly planets, to the seven planetary systems that are above the earth. Yeah? Madhye tishtanti rajasa. Those who are in the mode of passion, they take birth again and again in this earthly planet. Yeah? And jaganna guna vrittishta adogachanti tamasa. Krishna says that those who are in the mode of ignorance, they take birth in lower planetary systems and in lower species of life. So how dangerous it is to be in the mode of passion and ignorance. Yeah? Very dangerous. So therefore, and there is no happiness in these modes. So therefore Krishna explains, you come back to me. But going back to Krishna, what is the process for that? The first thing Krishna says, at least come to the mode of goodness. And then come to the mode of transcendence. Traigunya Vishaya Veda Nistraigunya Bhavarjuna. Yeah? He says that these Vedas, they teach you about the three modes of material nature. But you rise above the three modes if you really want to be happy here and if you want to come back to me. So what is the process given? The process again Krishna gives. Daivi hi esha gunamai mama maya duratyaya mameva ye prapadyante maya mitam tarantate. That this material nature consisting of the three modes, yeah, is very difficult to overcome. Duratyaya. But mameva ye prapadyante maya mitam tarantite. One who surrenders unto me only, he can cross over maya. And therefore Krishna says, sarva dharman parityaje mam ekam sharanam braja. Again, he repeats there. Mam ekam, not that I take shelter of this, that and the other. No, only Krishna. Because he has only the right to receive us back home, back to Godhead. Like that. Yeah? And then Srimad Bhagavatam says, savai pumsa paro dharmo yato bhakti adokshaje अहैतुकी अप्रतिहता ययात्मा सुप्रसिद्धति. That the living entity, the Atma, who is the Atma, he can only be happy if he engages in unmotivated and uninterrupted devotional service. Yeah? Devotional service is the answer. So devotional service is one. And secondly, association of devotees. Yeah? Without association of devotees, we wouldn't be able to engage in devotional service. Because like, just like some businessman who wants to know, who wants to network and make business connection, he usually goes to the Chamber of Commerce. Prabhupada gave this example. A stockbroker, yeah, he usually goes to the stock exchange, or he keeps in touch with the stock exchange in communication because he wants to know what's happening there. And by what knowing what happens there, he is inspired to act. And then he takes steps in those directions. Similarly, if we want to transform our life to be more peaceful, more happy, more prosperous, and then go back home, back to Godhead, then we should take up to the association of devotees. And what are the devotees doing? They are always engaged in devotional service. So what is devotional service now? It is said that Sukhdev Goswami tells Parikshit Maharaj, Kalau dosho nidhe rajan, asti ek mahan guna, kirtana deva krishnasya, mukta sanga param vrajait. There's this Kali Yuga in which we are living. It is an ocean of faults. But there is one mahan guna, one characteristic that's great about it. That if we perform Krishna kirtan, Kirtana Deva Krishnasya, Mukta Sangha Param Rajat. We'll be liberated from these modes of material nature. The modes of ignorance and passion, they will no longer bind us. They will leave us. And we will experience most of the mode of goodness. And then we come to the mode of transcendence. And again it is given in the scriptures, Harer naam, harai naam eva kevalam, kalav nastyeva, nastyeva, nastyeva gati ranyata. That in this age of Kali Yuga, only Hari naam, only Hari naam, only Hari naam can liberate us from the modes of material nature. Nothing else, nothing else, nothing else can liberate us from these modes. It is clearly said there. So, there are 108 quotes, lots of quotes like that. Krishna says, Bhaktya mam abhijanati. I can be known only by bhakti. And what is bhakti? Bhakti is service in devotion. Yavan yaschasmi tatvatah. If anyone wants to know me in truth, then he should engage in the process of bhakti, devotional service to the Lord. Like that. Why should we know the Lord? Because he says, Janma karmacha me divyam. Evam yoveti tatvata, taktva deham punarjanma, naiti mameti sorjuna. That one who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not take birth again in this miserable material world, but comes back to me in the spiritual world. So to be liberated from the modes and to go back to the spiritual world where we really belong, where there is permanent eternal happiness, yeah, permanent pleasure, yeah, where every devotee there is a desire tree, vancha kalpatari vacha, yeah, he's a desire tree. Whatever he desires comes to him. It is like that. So we want to go there. If we want to go there, then we have to practice devotional service. And what is real devotional service? It is of, there are 64 items. But the primary are 9. Shravanam, what we are all doing now. Hearing about the Lord. We are hearing about Bhagavad Gita, the Lord's instructions. Yeah? So hearing is most important. Because Prabhupada gives the example that even where we are sleeping, when we are sleeping, if someone makes some noise, we immediately wake up. So the ears, they are very powerful. And therefore hearing is very important. Even the holy name, where it goes through the years when we chant. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says it goes through the years and purifies the contamination that this mode of ignorance and passion leave there. What do they leave there? They leave deposits of lust, anger, greed, envy, pride. That is what they leave. That is why we can't sit in one place. We can't sit alone in a room. Because all these disturb us. We always have to go somewhere, do something, be busy. All these. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, therefore, he also says hearing. Hearing is most important. And this was perfected by Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj, as you know, he was grandson of the Pandavas. Yeah, when he was bitten by the snake Taksha, he was given only 7 days to live. And so he went to the forest and he heard Srimad Bhagavatam from Sukhdev Goswami. By hearing Srimad Bhagavatam for 7 days, he went back home, back to the spiritual world, to Krishna. He perfected it. And second is Shravanam Kirtanam, speaking. Sukhdev Goswami, he spoke the Srimad Bhagavatam and he perfected that. And he was already a liberated soul, but he also went back like that. And then Vishnu Smaranam, thinking of Krishna always in the mind, meditating on his form, on his lotus feet, which is also called Pada Sevanam, meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord. Yeah, Archanam, worshipping, which is going on in the temple every day. 6 aartis plus bhoga, prasadam, like that, archanam. Then vandanam, paying obeisances. We enter the temple room, pay obeisances. Just by paying obeisances to these pure souls and the Lord, tons of karma, we get released from tons of akarma, like that. And then dasyam, thinking oneself as the servant of the Lord. Hanumanji, he was the perfect example. How he served Lord Ramchandra in Dasyam. Yeah? And then Sakhyam, friendship. Thinking of the Lord as a well-wishing friend. Arjuna perfected this. He thought of the Lord as his well-wishing friend. Yeah? Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam. And then Atmanivedanam, offering life to Krishna. Bali Maharaj, if you know his history from the Srimad Bhagavatam, he offered everything he had. Yeah? He offered his whole kingdom, all the riches, everything. And in the end, because he had promised the Lord 3 steps of land, and the Lord had nowhere to place the 3rd step, therefore he offered his own life to the Lord, thus leaving even his family, relatives, everyone. Yeah? So he Atma Samarpan. He gave his whole life, Atma Nivedan. And then Amrish Maharaj, who was a king in Satyug, he performed all the 9 processes, even though he was a king, and he perfected that. So, this devotional service, Srila Prabhupada, he has embedded this in everything that goes on in all the temples of ISKCON. Yeah? In all the temples of ISKCON, if you go to see, the morning there is Mangal Aarti. Yeah, it starts with Mangal Aarti. There is Archanam. Yeah? Then you get to smell the flowers of the Lord. You get to pay obeisances, vandanam. Yeah? You get to remember the Lord. When you see something first thing in the morning, it sits in your memory. And throughout the day you remember the Lord. So you automatically remember. Kirtanam, when you are chanting in kirtans. Yeah? That is also performed in this temple. Yeah? So Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Vandanam, Dasyam. Yeah? We do some service in the temple as a servant of the Lord. That begets us his mercy and mercy of senior devotees who are elevated. Yeah? Sakhyam. We befriend the devotees of the Lord. Yeah? Because association rubs off. If we meet pure people, then that rubs off on us. Yeah? So we befriend devotees. Sakhyam. And then Atmanivedanam. Then slowly as we take up to this process, we feel, I should spend some time every week in the temple, if not every day. And we start doing that. And slowly, we see our life transformed to peace, happiness, and somehow things get taken care of. Responsibilities get taken care of. Because Krishna, he promises, Tesham Nityabhi Yuktanam Yoga Kshema Vahamyam. Yeah? He says, Ananyas Chintayantomam Ye Jana Paripashate Tesham Nityabhi Yuktanam Yoga Kshema Vahamyam. To those who are constantly remembering me, yeah, and engaged in devotional service, to them I carry what they lack and I preserve what they have. This is the Lord's promise. He also says to Arjuna that Kaunteya Pratijanihi Name Bhaktya Pranashati. My devotee will never perish. Krishna promises. We have to have hope on that promise of Krishna. Arjuna, he was a great warrior, yes. But Karna was even better than Arjuna. Ekalavya was better than Arjuna. Bhishma could defeat Arjuna. But they could not do anything because Krishna was there. And he promises that he stands by his devotee. So Krishna speaks the Bhagavad Gita basically for us to get our faith and have this hope that he will always be there for us. We see in this world, we place our hope on our education, our family, our riches, everything. But these, while these provide some solace, they don't give us infinite security. In fact, the material world, and Krishna should know, because Krishna has created it, yeah, it is always insecure. Padam padam vipadam natesham. There is no shelter. There is problem at every step. The only shelter is Pade Mukunda Murare, the lotus feet of Mukunda, the giver of liberation from the three modes of material nature. So, if we come to the temple and take shelter of this process, then we will find that our life will be transformed. And we have got proofs. There's so many devotees in so many temples. We can go and ask them, why have you taken to this process? Why are you wearing these clothes? Why have you got a different hairstyle? Why are you doing these things? You know, someone is doing something because they get some sort of happiness in it. Yeah? So we have to ask them, why are you engaged in this? And then they will tell you what their lives were, how they were transformed by taking shelter of that process. So the real proof is there. And Srila Prabhupada kindly, he built 108 temples while he was there. His disciples have taken it to 600 temples or preaching centers in 160 countries of the world. So there's no dearth of association. It's only our desire. We have to, like Ashtavakra said, we should leave that tree of material desires and this attachment to the material life, and we should then take up to this process. And in the beginning, there'll be a bit of fear because any change involves a bit of insecurity. But as we work ourselves, we'll find that whatever Krishna speaks in the Bhagavad Gita, it will all come true in each and every one of our lives. Because Krishna loves each and every one of us equally. Like that. So I'll stop there. I think I've spoken enough. And I think there are 10 minutes. So if anyone has any questions, comments, then I'll try to answer.